Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Transfer to the Intensive Care Unit. Shift Changeover. Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold's shift started 20 minutes ago, but the colleagues from the previous shift are still not back. At last, they hear the ambulance arriving. Come on then, says Thomas to his colleague. Together, they head to the garage where the other crew are waiting. Phew, we've come straight from a traffic accident with a motorcyclist, poorly trauma. The patient compartment looks pretty bad, explains their colleague Wolfgang Neubauer. Claudia shrugs her shoulders. Don't worry, we'll sort it out. Tell me quickly what's missing, and then filling it up again will be easier. After a short handover, the colleagues tell them about the emergency call and the patients. Pretty bad story, severe bleeding and a femur fracture. When we got there, the rider was already unconscious. Emergency call. The ambulance is set up again and ready for service when the telephone rings. Claudia picks up the receiver. The dispatch center is on the line. A wonderful good evening to you, Claudia. Are you feeling fit? Asks the colleague. When you start like that, it doesn't sound like good news, replies Claudia. Busted. Can you both jump in the ambulance and head to the intensive care unit? The traffic accident from earlier is being transferred to the university hospital with a suspected severe concussion. The doctor asked you to bring a ventilator, an ECG, a second perfuser, and a vacuum mattress to the intensive care unit. At the intensive care unit. Thomas and Claudia arrive at the intensive care unit of the regional hospital with a roll-in stretcher. They are greeted by the emergency doctor who will accompany them and he describes the current situation. 36-year-old patient involved in a motorbike accident. Severe bleeding, distal fracture to the right femur. The bleeding has been treated. The femur fracture has been provisionally stabilized. The CT scan showed a cerebral hemorrhage. The doctor goes on to explain that the patient has been anesthetized and is being artificially respirated. The team is informed about the medication administered and the patient's requirements during the journey. Moving the patient. Can you give us a hand to move the patient? Thomas asks the colleagues at the intensive care unit. Together, they carefully turn the patient onto a stretcher and then lift him gently onto the roll-in stretcher. To stabilize the patient for the journey, they have already prepared a vacuum mattress. The head end has been raised by around 30% to reduce threatening intracranial pressure. Step by step, the various devices, tubes, and cables are detached and stored for the journey. Can you clamp the drainage and the urinal catheter, please? Claudia says to Thomas. We can lay them between the patient's legs until we get into the ambulance. In the ambulance. Fully loaded, they set off towards the ambulance with the emergency doctor. Once there, they place the ECG and the ventilator in the holders provided. The two perfusers are fixed to the stretcher frame. Once the containers have been fixed on the sides of the stretcher, Claudia opens the clamps for both the drainage and the urinal catheter. For the journey, it will be better if we extend the tube with a connector, says Thomas, as he begins to connect the pieces. Claudia fixes an additional grip to ease tension on the tubes. As they are doing this, the emergency doctor checks each connection once more. Claudia takes over the auscultation of each lung to ensure that the tube hasn't become dislodged during the journey. Are you ready? Thomas asks them. Claudia and the emergency doctor look at each other, then nod in agreement. Okay then, Thomas, off we go to neurosurgery. But gently, says Claudia.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.